This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
It's massively important, of course, that we all take good care of our health. And for those of us who are blind or partially sighted, sometimes that can present some unique challenges. How do you take your own temperature, find out how much you weigh, or administer medication? Well, somebody who's got some of the answers is Louise Kenny from RNIB's Products for Life team. Welcome back into RNIB Connect Radio, Louise. You're going to share some news about products that you have in store that could help with taking better care of our health.
Yes, thank you, Dave. So the first product that I would like to talk about is the Talkin Ear and Forehead Thermometer. So as a parent with sight loss, I have two young children, and I actually find this product very, very useful. I'd be lost without it. I'm sure, Dave, you'd be the same in your household as well. So the Talkin Ear and Forehead Thermometer, it has its own little cradle that it can sit in, so it's, you can store it away nicely in the bathroom, and it does the Celsius and the Fahrenheit. So if you have babies, you can just put it to the forehead, press the button, and it will speak the temperature back to you. For the older children and adults, you can pop it into the ear and just repeat that process.
Okay, and does it give you that temperature? Is it in degrees C, degrees F?
Yes, Celsius and Fahrenheit. You can choose which you prefer.
All right. And presumably this is a battery-operated device, right?
It is. So it has two AAA batteries, and they are included when you purchase the thermometer.
Excellent. So you can change those yourself. I suppose, Louise, it's important to emphasise this is not like a medical-grade instrument. This is just for domestic use. Just give you...
This for domestic use at home. As a parent, like with young children, I would heavily rely on it. If I feel that they're feeling warm, I would quickly grab it just to make sure. But you do get to know as well when to use it. Yeah,
it's a tool in the toolbox. And then, of course, if you have concerns, then you would contact your doctor or
contact
your medical
101 or GP. Yeah,
yeah, good. And the batteries seem to last for ages, I found.
They do. They do last for ages. We're the same in our household. I would change them just to be keeping them fresh, but they do last quite a long time.
Yeah, and as you say, you've got that little dock there that it sits. That doesn't charge it or anything, does it? It just sort of holds it.
No, it doesn't charge it. It just keeps it, I suppose it keeps the top clean. You know, the part that you put into the ear. So the base of it sits under the cradle, so it keeps the top end clean.
Okay. All right, so that's just remind us of the name of the thermometer there. That's the Talkin thermometer, is it?
It's the Talkin Ear and Forehead Thermometer.
Excellent, right.
And would you like the price for that one?
Yeah, at time of recording, yeah.
£27.
27 quid, there you go. Obviously, we'll give details at the end about how you can get the latest pricing information, because I know sometimes you do deals and people catch these things on podcasts later on. Let's move on then, Louise. Maybe some of us have kind of fallen off the New Year's resolutions quite some time ago. Easter wasn't that long ago.
no.
So maybe one or two of us had a little bit more chocolate. Speaking for myself, tell us about bathroom scales.
Yes, so we do have the Bühler Glass Talkin bathroom scales. I'm just going to use your word. They're stylish. They're very modern. They have... four memories on them, so you can record your previous week's weigh-in, so you can go back and check your weekly loss. They have a British female voice, but there's also five languages with the scales.
Okay, so these are from Bühler, I think, is the manufacturer.
Yes.
Yeah, and as I understand it, there's sort of a black tempered glass top.
Black tempered safety glass, that's correct. And it's a large base that you can stand on. So if you have to hold on to a grab rail or anything, you've got plenty of space then on the scales to know, to get yourself steady. Mm.
And it's going to contrast quite nicely if you've got a pale lino or tiles in your bathroom. Obviously, it's going to contrast quite well. And one of the things about these scales, because I have these, we use them at home and we keep them stowed away just sort of down the side of a cupboard, is that you just kind of pull them out and put them on the floor.
To set them on. And there's little grips on each end corner as well. To hold them into place.
Yeah, little feet. And then once you set them down, you hear a beep and then it tells you, the voice announces.
It does. Scale is ready.
Ready to use. Yeah, and then you...
It'll prompt you, the scale is ready, and then you can stand on to weigh yourself.
Okay, so we've talked about measuring your temperature and your weight. What about administering medication? Some of us use eye drops. You've got something that can help with that?
Yes, so we do actually have the Easy Drops, which recently featured on Dragon's Den. So the full name is the Easy Drops Eye Drop Applicator. And what's different about this Easy Drop Applicator is that it's designed to cover the full of the eye, and the drop is to hit the centre of the eye, so you're not going to have the little spills that will come down the sides. And also it helps with some people, whenever they're getting eye drops in, they flinch. Or they have like a quick movement, and that's what causes the drops to spill down. So this is designed to literally tilt your head back, put the applicator over the eye and release the eye drops in, and it'll go straight into the centre of the eye.
Blimey. Yeah. I mean, I've never had to use eye drops myself. I remember, you know, when you go to the ophthalmologist, sometimes they'll put eye drops in to dilate your pupil to have a better look. I've had those kind of drops where somebody else is doing it. But obviously for somebody who maybe you've been prescribed drops that you need to take several times a day, you need to find ways of applying those yourself with confidence.
And these are designed so that if the eye drop bottle has a nozzle, that's the type of bottle that will be compatible with the Easy Drop applicator.
All right. What about sort of tablets and pills?
Yes, so RNIB have two jumbo pill organisers. So the first one would be the 7-day a week organiser. So that's for someone who only takes medication once a day, and you have different types of tablets that you have to take once a day. And that's that. You can have your pharmacist pop those tablets in for you, and that's you good for the week. Or if you're someone who has multiple medication and you have to take it morning, noon, evening and bedtime, again, the pharmacist will set that up for you. Now, they're designed so that they are abbreviated for the days of the week, so MON for Monday, and that's done in print and also on Braille.
Okay, so talking thermometers, talking bathrooms, scales, easy drop applicators and pill box organisers, all ways in which RNIB's Products for Life team are supporting your health. Louise, if anybody wants to browse the full range and get the latest pricing information, what's the best way to do that?
For more information, you can visit our RNIB shop website, which is shop.rnib.org.uk. Or if you're not online, you can phone the helpline on 0303 123 9999.
Louise Kenny from RNIB's Products for Life team, thank you so much for joining us here on Connect Radio.
Thank you.